All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar. Two very special guests today. The band is Marky Blue, and on the phone I have Marky herself as well as Rick Latina. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Pleasure to meet both of you. I can't wait to kind of dig into your background and your life, and this is an exciting day for you because this is the official release day of your Hey Hey album.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the official day. It's been a little long time coming.
How long exactly? How long of a road was it to get this thing together from kind of start to finish?
The album took about a year to record. Yeah, by the time we, finished it and mixed it and all that stuff.
We just started out. We had just started playing together, and we decided to do like a little four-song EP a year later.
And that grew. It grew. Yeah.
Something quick, low production, but that went out the window.
I mean, we, honest to God, it was done on a shoestring. This was so on a shoestring. But we're just so happy with how it came out.
Yeah, luckily I have a studio myself, so a lot of the studio time we didn't have to.
Oh, well, that's good. You can't beat that. We're talking a little bit about technology before we started hitting record, and the days of having to go somewhere and pay a ton of money just to kind of think through songs and get them together is kind of out. It's great when you have your own studio and you can do it in-house.
Oh, gosh, yeah. A lot of the songs started out differently, and then, they evolve, and we ended up changing them, changing rhythm lines on them, and it's like, trying to find the right fit.
Yeah, some of them we thought might not even make the record. And so we sat on it, put it in the back bottom of the pile, pulled it back out, and...
Tried different rhythm lines.
And it became one of our favorites.
Nice.
it definitely allowed us to do that. And both of us are tracking engineers anyway, so it's kind of nice to have both of our experiences coming into this thing.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. I mean, like I told you before, I knew right away, as soon as I opened that envelope and saw the album, saw the CD, and just the way you have it presented, put it in the stereo, and I turned it up loud, and that's kind of where it's remained for the past several weeks. So
that's awesome.
A good place for it.
Yeah, it's I just knew it. Sometimes you have a feeling, I see a lot of music and hear a lot of music, and I knew that this one was going to be big.
Great.
Glad you enjoyed it. I hope so, man. I hope other people feel the same way.
Now, what does it take nowadays to kind of get something out there? Because there's so much music out there for people. People can download things. The generation today has a relatively short attention span, and they want it now, and now I want to move on to something else. So you put all this time into it, and then you get it out there. And then what's the next step with a record? Do you go on tour, or how does that work?
We've got a small booking agent right now we've pretty much been booked solid every weekend since the first of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah, doing studio, plus gigs, plus, trying to get a project finished up. It's a full-time job, and if you have another job, a day gig too, which some of us do in there, that allows us to travel. It's kind of nice living in Nashville. You're so close to everything. Traveling's kind of easy from here, so you can go do the weekend warrior thing.
What's the best place? Do you head to the East Coast? Do you go up towards New York City? How far can you go if you're doing it on the weekend?
Well, we don't plan on doing it just on the weekends.
That was before the record came out.
Yeah.
So now we're moving into the next mode. This band actually hasn't been together all that long. It's coming up on, how long have we been playing together?
Me and you?
A little over a year?
We've been doing this
about a year and a half?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So everything has just happened so quickly, and so much good stuff has come towards us. It's kind of mind-boggling.
And just from reading your bio, it sounds like you knew the magic was there, both in separate bands, kind of playing together at the same venue, and then just decided, hey, we both like the same things, we both have similar styles, let's put this thing together.